not just the government that has those tools. You hear about zombie attacks all the time where hackers go out, private hackers, and get control of a bunch of people's private computers and then take control of a bunch of computers and then use them like a mainframe or use them like a computer complex. Sometimes they hijack up to 10, 20,000 computers and then just launch devastating attacks with them. So somebody in Russia did it. They claim it originated out of Russia, when you can make an attack look like whatever you want. This is a big escalation. You notice now the escalations are every few days. Things are going fast and furious now. Biden saying biggest danger of Armageddon since 1961. I think it's worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the bridge being blown up and the pipeline and the mobilization of Russian troops and the Russians bombarding major cities now, hitting major targets they weren't hitting before, civilian targets that are also being used for military operations. So things are really heating up fast. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that tunes in on a regular basis knows that every week I've warned that the globalists, I believe next, after the COVID attack, would launch a group of cyber attacks against U.S. civilian infrastructure and blame it on Russia as a pretext to escalate war. Why did I know that? Because all the pre-programming by the UN, by Klaus Schwab, the WEF, by the Pentagon, by Biden, by Obama, and by Hillary 6 years ago, in 2016, she was everywhere saying the Russians are going to launch a cyber attack, and when they do, we reserve the right to use nuclear weapons against them. Then you see Zelensky saying he wants preemptive nuclear strikes last week. You see Biden saying it's Armageddon. And I said at least five times last week, I said, look for major cyber attacks against the West to be blamed on Russia. Russia had their pipeline blown up. Russia had their bridge blown up. Russia is getting their ass kicked by NATO. They walked right into a trap. I wish it never would have happened. I want to have peace, not have nuclear war. But when you look at all the pre-programming that's taken place, it was easy to look at what their next move would be because they love to tell you. Here's Hillary Clinton 6 years ago during the campaign, wetting her lips, talking about nuking Russia if there's a cyber attack. But we know from the Vault 7 CIA documents that WikiLeaks put out, now 8 years ago, they admit are real. It was how the CIA and other groups could spoof IP addresses in any country they wanted to. They could have your computer, your Mac or your PC or your Linux, your cell phone, they could claim had launched a cyber attack and put that address out. Hell, even your refrigerators now and dishwashers have IP addresses. They could claim your dishwasher launched an attack, seriously, and frame you. And then launch an attack claiming, oh, you don't need Japanese airplanes coming in to actually attack at Pearl Harbor. You don't need a real attack to happen. You just claim that you've been attacked when in truth the globalists have attacked we the people who are their main enemy. Here's Hillary 6 years ago.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
And then they put out Washington Post headlines that includes, when she gave an interview, nuclear weapons. And remember, the people running Hillary are running the O'Biden administration, the third administration of Obama. So what's happened? Cyber attacks reported at U.S. airports. It says the attacker was within the Russian Federation, according to a senior official. The Ukrainians are trying to draw us into the war. They're the main suspects. ABC News, some of the nation's largest airports have been targeted for cyber attacks today, this Monday, by an attacker within the Russian Federation. A senior official briefed confirmed to ABC News. Well, they know who did it right away, but nobody knows who blew up the pipeline. Importantly, the systems targeted do not handle air traffic control, internal airline communications or coordination, or transportation security. It's an inconvenience, the source said. The attacks have resulted in targeted denial of public access to public-facing web domains that report airport wait times and congestion. The attacks were first reported around 3 a.m. Eastern Time when the Port Authority notified the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency that the LaGuardia Airport in New York system had been hit. LaGuardia has been restored, but other airports around the country have subsequently been targeted. The websites of Des Moines International Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, Chicago O'Hare International Airport appeared impacted Monday morning. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport reported around 10:30 a.m. ET time that its site is back up and running and that at no time were operations of the airport impacted. Engineers and programmers are actively working to close back doors that allowed attacks and shoring up more critical computer infrastructure. We'll continue to follow the developing story as it unfolds. So here's some of the background. Here's a report out of the Washington Post, July 9th of 2001. The U.S. says it can answer cyber attacks with nuclear weapons. That's lunacy, said Alan S. Weiner. Yes, it is. What if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine? The Atlantic hypes up. Why hasn't Russia launched major cyber attacks since the invasion of Ukraine? Because they know it doesn't help them and they'll be blamed for it. Time magazine asked that question in March of this year, but now it's happening. And it goes on and on and on. Russia hacker suspected over cyber attack on U.S. airports. London Independent. Only Hillary Clinton's prepared for the nuclear threat. That goes back to October of 2016 from the statements we just played. And it goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, I'm surprised the controlled corporate press hasn't come out and blamed the bridge being blown up into Crimea out of Russia on the Russians. But the Ukrainians are celebrating it and admit they did it. And of course, the globalists blew up the pipeline as well. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
gives the order, it must be followed.
Together 6 years ago, right before the election, just last week, on November 8th, vote like the world depends on it. And we had peace for 4 years. We were dead on, we were right again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the same globalist consortium that is Hillary and Obama and Biden and the powerful interests behind them that have gotten us into a proxy war and now a full bore war with the Russians. Russian bridges getting blown up. Major bridges, pipelines. The Russians are now bombarding major cities like the capital in Ukraine, Kiev. And that's how you get into a full-bore nuclear war. And cyber attacks have now been reported at U.S. airports, and instantly they said the Russians are the suspects at 3 a.m. last night. And then now, in the last hour, U.S. unnamed official confirms it's the Russians. When all the pre-programming by the deep state and Klaus Schwab and the UN and the Pentagon was the Russians are going to hit us with a cyber attack. But if you pull up Vault 7 documents from now, 7, 8 years ago, headline, CIA has tools to frame foreign individuals, corporations, and governments with cyber attacks. It's not just the government that has those tools. You hear about zombie attacks all the time where hackers go out, private hackers, and get control of a bunch of people's private computers and then take control of a bunch of computers and then use them like a mainframe or use them like a computer complex. Sometimes they hijack up to 10, 20,000 computers and then just launch devastating attacks with them. So somebody in Russia did it. They claim it originated out of Russia when you can make an attack look like whatever you want. My IT guys don't do stuff like that, but if they wanted to, they could attack somebody in another country, make it look like it came from Japan, and then attack somebody in Russia, or run computers out of South Africa and make it look like they attacked somebody, say, in Libya, but really, it was somebody launching an attack from D.C. This is a big escalation. You notice now the escalations are every few days. Things are going fast and furious now. I want to open the phones up for cybersecurity experts, for military historians, for veterans, for active duty, specifically on World War III, and just that huge subject of Biden saying biggest danger of Armageddon since 1961. I think it's worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis and the bridge being blown up and the pipeline and the mobilization of Russian troops and the Russians bombarding major cities now, hitting major targets they weren't hitting before, civilian targets that are also being used for military operations. So things are really heating up fast. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And the Ukrainians are celebrating and laughing about blowing up the pipeline and blowing up the bridge and laughing about videos of wild boars eating dead Russian troops. And you know, just it's so much fun, they think, because they haven't been hit yet by a major bombardment. And the globalists are trying to maneuver and push Putin into doing what Hitler did when he was engaging the Brits in the Battle of the Blitz. Blitz bombing London and other areas. He was hitting military targets at first, but they sent in British bombers to bomb German civilians. And so Hitler then took the bait, started attacking British civilian targets, and it turned the Brits from 90%+ against the war to 90%+ for the war. This is all just military history repeating itself over and over again. If you're a TV viewer, we're showing you shockingly horrible footage of major buildings across the capital city of Ukraine, Kiev, being blown into bits. So the Russians had not targeted civilian targets until now. They'd hit some targets that had been taken over by the military, but now the Russians are beginning to engage in a scorched earth operation. So massive, massive escalation. Hope everybody says their prayers tonight because we could go up in flame at any time. Kanye West, in his big interview with Tucker Carlson, in fact, go ahead and cue that up, talked about how he's not saying they staged Uvalde, but he saw them pre-position Matthew McConaughey as the anti-gun guy, talk about Uvalde, and then within minutes of the shooting happened, he saw an official story on dozens of channels, different networks, different companies, and the exact same scripting. Just like we played those videos where it shows ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, local affiliates all saying the exact same thing in the exact same order because they're being given a script by the federal government on record to do it. It happened under George W. Bush. Headline, Congress legalizes domestic propaganda lying to the American people. And so when you turn on local Fox, local Time Warner, local ABC, and you hear white people are terrorists, white people are the number one terror threat, white people commit the most crime, you know it's not true. Who's telling them to say that in the exact same order? The CIA, folks. The CIA runs this country. And who runs the CIA? The Carnegie Endowment. They set up the Rockefeller Foundation. They set up everything. They run the world. Now, the average person in the CIA isn't even privy to this information. I've reverse engineered the whole thing, and it's actually in the Senator Frank Church Committee hearings in the 70s. So we know exactly what's going on, and we have a government waging war on us. Now, listen to me. I could sit here and show you 50 articles from the last 2 years, BBC, London Telegraph, National Post of Canada, Washington Post, saying the Pentagon, the British Ministry of Defense, the Canadian Ministry of Defense, the German Ministry of Defense, the Australian military, all ran the psyop of the lockdowns and the fear. Military used secret psyop fear program so serious that it's not even allowed to be used overseas. They had an Army full bird colonel on last year. I mean, we already knew this, but he used to work in there on OAN, laying out the documents, how they weren't allowed to use some of these programs that he wrote in Afghanistan against our enemies, but that his particular program on a type of PSYOP was used that he knew of in America. So that's really dangerous and it's really destructive. But when you know a PSYOP and you know its uniformity, when it's being pushed out, it tells you what's about to happen. If you're awake, it's having an enemy blueprint. If you're asleep, it destroys you. I went to the grocery store yesterday with my wife, and there were still idiots, probably 5% of people, 10% maybe, wearing the mask, almost old white women, because they believe in the system. They believe it wants to help them. No, lady, it doesn't want to help you. It wants to kill your ass. And so people are asking, why are you so concerned about the cyber attack against the U.S. airports today? Because all of the pre-programming and scripting is for this. And Klaus Schwab and the New World Order and Bill Gates love to brag and say how smart they are. Bill Gates 3 years ago, a virus will come out of China called Disease X. It's imminent. And when it happens, your civilization will never be the same. They were running Event 201 right then in October, November, 3 years ago. And they did it because they treat you like you've got a 70 IQ. They treat you like you're asleep because a lot of people are. But guess what? Those of us that aren't asleep can see what's happening. And the good news is their propaganda is failing everywhere. The danger is they're doubling down with a massive war. So let me show you some of these headlines. Again, cyber attack reported at U.S. airports. Within hours, it's Russia that did it. We've got to have war with Russia. The U.S. says it can answer cyber attacks with nuclear weapons. Washington Post. And it goes on and on and on from there. So this is the doctrine. This is what they've been preparing. And here's some of the background on it. White House warns Russia prepping possible cyber attacks against the U.S. 1 month into the war. Starts in February 24th. On March 21st, less than a month later, oh my God, they're going to strike us. And if they do, we'll have to use heavy weapons on them. And that'll be a pretext for the U.S. to officially go to war with Russia. You wonder how the left's going to keep control of America? a war with the Russians. And they've already said Republicans and Trump are Russian agents. So anybody that wants peace, anybody that doesn't want nuclear war, well, we're all Russians. See the scripting? They've not just been doing this for no reason. It continues. Biden warns Russia cyber attacks coming. Again, planting that story 2 months ago. Biden, Russia exploring U.S. cyber attacks. Again, in March. So in the last 6 months, they've been doing this. It's coming. President Biden warns of evolving Russian cyber threat to the U.S. And it goes on. But what do they not want you to know? They don't want you to know about this. The World Economic Forum, in consultation with the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN, put out Cyber Polygon that's just as important as the Rockefeller Foundation's Operation Lockstep that was the blueprint for the COVID-19 release and takeover. And this plan that they've now removed that came out in 2020, right after the virus was released, says that there are going to be cascading cyber attacks all over the world by governments and private corporations and individuals, and it will finally result in the grid going down in major countries and hundreds of millions dead. But don't worry, they've got a new global ID where you can't get online unless you have it that will fix everything once you, and then there's a microchip too. They go on to say that by 2026, you'll take a microchip. That will stop your power being turned off. That will stop the Russians. Of course, it's not the Russians, it's them. It's the New World Order. 50 times more evil than the Russians, the worst Russians. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are 100 times more organized than the Russians. And if the Russians were destroying us, I'd be at war with them. They're not. We're being set against each other. In fact, guys, cue up the clip from Russia with Love, the intro scene where they have the Siamese fighting fish killing each other. It's about a minute and a half long. The smart one hangs back while the other two, one kills the other one, the other's hurt now. The third comes in and kills the other and now has dominance. That's the New World Order. They removed Cyber Polygon from their website, folks, because we paid attention to it and figured it out. We have the enemy blueprint. They're starting to panic. They don't know what to do. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Stephen, Derek, Brian, John, Tom, Mike, Joe, Greg, and many others. But I'm going to say it again. Now is the time to be praying morning, noon, and night, or whenever you can. I'm not saying five times a day to Mecca, but I mean, you really ought to regiment it. Just get it done. I prayed for 30 minutes this morning. I had meetings I had to go to. I just said, no, I'm praying. I got in my bedroom, turned off the lights, and got on my damn knees for 30 minutes. I may just walk off right now and go pray. I mean, I'm serious, folks. I don't get into my private life, but I pray a lot. And I was intending to come in here today and say cyber attacks are imminent, and here it is. So, I mean, I'm dialed into the Holy Spirit. So are you. That's why you're here. We need your support. Plus, we've got products you need. I have got a $500,000 underage in the next month to pay the bills. We got over a lot of the big legal bills, but it took us down to almost nothing. Toe-to-toe with top Democrat law firms. The two big show trials are over. There's one more coming up next year. That's a bump in the road. We've got 2 years of appeals. I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about nuclear war. But we got new products coming in a couple months. We won't have to sit here and ride you so hard in the future, but we need the help now. Plus, we got products you need. There's a major run on iodine, high-quality iodine, because of the good effects it has. People are learning about that. We're not selling it for radiation protection. We're selling it for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system. Number one, your immune system and energy. And X3 is the three best types of iodine, the purest and best you're going to find. It's 50% off. We're not raising the price on it, even though it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com, because I want you to get it, and I want you to experience how amazing it is and become a regular customer. Plus, it's the right thing to do. It's going to sell out quick, but despite that, it is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing. It's back in stock. We've extended the big super sale across the site for at least another 2-3 days. Thank you all for your support. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your X3 now. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in, and almost everybody feels the effects. It's amazing. X3 available now, InfoWarsStore. I have been in a toe-to-toe battle against the globalists for 28 years. In the last decade, they really started paying attention to us. They know we're hurting them. And now as the world awakens to the New World Order, InfoWars' mission is more important than ever. But I'll be honest with the audience. We have never been closer to being shut down, to being maxed out, to being out of funds. And so I don't want to come to you and bitch and complain and beg for money. If you don't believe this is an operation you want to support, if you don't believe this information is important, then it's up to you. The ball is in your court. I cannot continue to come on air every day and beat up the audience and beg for money and pitch products constantly, especially if it's not working. So if you want to keep us on air and if you want to keep this message going out, the decision is up to you. And we make it really, really easy. You know, we've had a bunch of products sold out for over a year because of supply chain breakdowns. They're finally back in stock. And these are products, whether you love liberty or freedom or not, or whether you love the New World Order, you should be taking. And so I'm asking listeners to show me which direction you want to go. Should I start downsizing and shutting down? Or should we continue fighting or maybe even expand? But the situation is really that dire. So three great products are back in stock. We've got DNA Force Plus that's so incredible for your whole body immune system. We have vitamin C, zinc that's critical. We have the vitamin D3 and calcium gummies all back in stock, 50% off together or 40% off individually. And really, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. It's up to you. It's just a test. If I see the support, I'll know the answer. Keep fighting. But if I don't, I got to make some very serious decisions. I don't want to prove to you how dire the situation is by shutting off much of our operations, okay? But I'm just telling you right now, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your consideration.